This medieval garden is not a replica of the garden that was once here. It contains more than 300 species of plant, far more than any garden did in the Middle Ages. It has thus been created using information gleaned from illuminated manuscripts, agricultural treatises, ancient pharmacopoeia, and the account books of wealthy houses. There are no plants from the New World here. All of them are of European or Near Eastern origin, save for a few Asian and African species, which had already gained our shores from antiquity till the Middle Ages. The plants here include the majority of the 88 featured in the Capitulaire de Villis, the famous inventory of flora produced in the year 795, that recorded what was grown in gardens during the reign of Charlemagne. The garden occupies the site of an ancient vegetable patch, and the well that supplied it with water still exists. It's divided into three main areas: the vegetable garden, to your right on entering, the medicinal squares, to your left, and to the rear, the floral garden and secret garden. Close to a Romanesque church, this medieval garden is a fine illustration of the relationship between this plant world and pre-Renaissance Western society.